So you have a song that you just...
Oh, God, yeah.
Wait, by the way, I just heard it, and it sounds... It blew my mind. Yes, that's okay. the one. That's the one.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe one day I'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
You guys.
Welcome to another episode of After We Rap.
Hey,
we are your hosts.
Featuring Louie.
I know. Wow.
Hi, excuse me. Don't forget about me.
This is Louie, everyone. I know.
That was comical. Yeah.
Hey, honey.
This is Louie. Louie, what's the last name?
Louie Pepe Ortiz. Louie Pepe Ortiz, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Lulu Bean, Lulu Pie.
Lulu Bean.
Lulu everything.
He's so cute.
He is too much.
Okay.
Okay. He's just getting himself comfortable. Yay. He can do that right on top of my knee where the bone is, and sometimes, or my ankle. And sometimes with the yak chew, it's like scratching or digging into my skin. Mm. And I love him, but sometimes I'm like, dude, can you just be a little more? But yeah, he doesn't get here. He just wants to be on you playing with his toys.
This is really sweet.
So I was saying,
yeah.
So I've been feeding him carrots and broccoli. Snacks, raw carrots and broccoli, and I love the crunch noise that he makes.
Yeah.
But that's better than a bunch of treats because I get treat happy, and next thing you know, he's slightly overweight.
You know, there's a bag of carrots in my fridge that has been there for a few months that I should probably boil.
You know, if you keep them in a jar with water, you preserve them that way, like they stay fresh. Yeah.
All right. Well. The point is, I need to cook them so then.
But you sure they're good after 3 months?
I asked my cousin, and she's a culinary person.
That sounds a little suspicious.
A professional chef. Like that's where she went to school.
Okay.
And I sent her a video of the carrots, and I'm like, are these still good? She's like, yeah. All you have to do is just peel them and cut them. She said, do one at a time, because once you peel off every carrot, that's it. You've cut their life. So like they won't. So if you peel one at a time, then you can use one at a time. But if you peel all of them, then that's it. You're done.
Gotcha.
They're not going to last you. It's like, okay, that's a good. But apparently it's really good for the hair. Carrot.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And also fish oil is great for the skin. This could just be an episode about dogs.
Yeah.
But, you know. You know when sometimes they get on your last nerve? But no, you... It's such an unconditional.
Does Louie
love.
Know when you're having an emotional day and like, you know, you're crying?
Yeah, he senses it.
He senses it. Yeah.
He also senses when it's time to be fed.
Time.
Do you say something that signals he's about to get fed?
Mm-hmm. You hungry? Yeah.
You hungry,
buddy?
Huh? Oh,
huh?
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah. Or same thing outside. You want to go outside?
Huh? Oh, I love it. The ears.
The ears go. Mm-hmm. But oh, right after we left, before 5 minutes with Didi Gabby, 5 minutes with mommy.
Oh, that's a smoked yak chew.
It's smoked.
It's almost like mezcal. You know how that smoky flavor? I'm not a fan
of mezcal. Does he fart?
You know what? Sometimes.
Are they?
And sometimes they're boofing.
Okay.
They're boofing.
I've never heard that word.
No?
Boofing?
I think that's a New York thing.
I love it.
Boofing.
I love it.
No, they... Yeah, they're...
Does he
they're
do it
bad.
Right next to you? Or you're just chilling, watching
actually,
TV?
You know what's so cute? His farts make noises. Like...
Oh!
Or sometimes when he's stretching, it comes
my
out.
Gosh!
I know.
That's kind of cute.
But so the silent ones that kill you?
Yeah.
Oof.
They're vicious. There, really? He's the king on that, because it's just like we'll be chilling watching TV and all of a sudden bomb exploded and we're just
I know
like,
sometimes Whoa. It's like what died inside of you? I mean, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I throw that kind of gas myself.
I've been very gassy.
I haven't been, you know, it's when I eat clean I'm gassy.
Yeah.
I am a methane producer. That's oh god, I can't believe I just said that, but that's what my doctor told me, that I produce methane. So a lot of
I
raw
am a methane producer.
That's what he told me. It was very embarrassing. They're so bad. They're like rotten eggs and burnt French fries. Disgusting. They're so gross. But I haven't been eating a ton of the vegetables have to be cooked.
Yeah.
Like any cruciferous vegetables, if they're raw. Mm. Yeah. They're no bueno.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah. Anyway, moving on. Moving on.
So farts.
So yeah. So you have a song that you just...
Oh God, yeah. So I just got off the phone with my mom and my tia, surprised that I can sing. And I'm like, yes, mother, I've only been trying to tell you this for the past 36 years of my life.
By the way, I just heard it and it sounds, it blew my mind. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
But, and it's not completely done, yeah, right? Yeah. It's not completed. Mm-hmm. But so far, I'm like, I could hear that out. I could see a music video. I could be dancing to that anywhere. Hands
Yay!
Down. Hands down. Like, you're legit. You are a recording artist.
Oh my God. What?
So wait, no, let's talk about it. What is it? Is it just something that, are we going to pick that up? Because now you are loud, boy.
He's going to
town. Going to town on that chew. So what are your hopes and dreams, and what is your intention behind making music or making this one song, right? Because you have the one.
I think I want to do more.
Mm.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, this is still there. Okay. It's not going anywhere. I've always loved music. I play the piano, play the oboe as a kid. So I've had the education class, like almost classical training mm-hmm. in music, not singing. So, but I've always wanted to do it. Always told my mom, we were too busy in ballet class. So like she just didn't know what to do. And so I always have like this, like, well, maybe I'm not good enough. So I'm just going to go sing in my room in front of my teddy bears. And that's it.
When was the moment that you knew you could sing? Or when was the moment that you heard yourself out loud and you said, damn, okay.
I think maybe, do you remember when Selena had Amor Prohibido, that one?
Because mm-hmm.
I remember buying the cassette and listening to it on the cassette. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to like mimic her sound. And then as I got older, then like I had, grandma gave me $20. So I went to buy Celine Dion's, CD. Mm. And so I would listen and try
and
to mimic. I would sing them by myself because mom was upstairs too busy and
mm-hmm.
teaching. And then I remember, I remember also watching Disney movies and wanting to have that like princess voice, and kind of mimicking that. And because I heard somewhere J-Lo's vocal coach said, you imitate sounds and that's how an artist creates their own voice.
Because
I did his vocal training that he has online. And then I was like, oh, that's true. That's what I used to did. I used to like mimic Shakira's Celine Dion, Selena.
Can you do a little something right now?
Like, la, 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 la. No, wait, hold on. Babe, what was it that I, was it Shakira that I, hold on. La 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 la.
That was actually pretty freaking good.
And like with Celine Dion, she's really high. I'm not gonna do that.
Come on, come on, give it to us, please. I can't sing for shit.
What's like a song that Celine Dion? Oh, wait a second.
Come on.
What was the Titanic one?
My heart will go on.
Wait, there's a sound that she does. Go on, near, far. She always do a nasy. Wherever you are, it's like
Ooh,
a nasal.
Yeah.
So I always try to imitate.
Go on.
And like.
that's what I can do. That's it. I'm great at karaoke.
And so that's how it started. And then I even tried when we moved to Italy, I was like trying to be in the school choir it was never really taken seriously and like by the family.
But
like,
you knew
support.
You were like, oh, I can, I have, I can sing.
Well, I was like, I think I'm matching what I'm hearing.
Mm.
And then I just forgot about it. It's just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then as you get older, I realize there was still this interest in musical theater, like, ooh, what are they doing? Mamma Mia was like one of the first musicals, movies that I saw that I was like, that's cool. I want to do that. But it takes a lot of money too. It's just like acting.
I know.
Like,
I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking it must be the challenge that just to get from I love music, I love making music, to get to a place where you can professionally record mm-hmm. music and it to be out, to be put out in the mm-hmm. world, that is the, one of the hardest things to do. Well, I mean, I was like, there's got to be so many things that, you know, with record labels and this and this and that. So many boxes to check, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. and then you find the people who are not attached to a label,
yeah,
or a record company, and they just like, okay, all right, get comfy. Okay. And then they still enjoy making it, and they're still supported by a bunch of people who love and appreciate their artistry.
Yeah. Well, there's because, a lot of darkness too in the music industry.
Right. It's gotta be, I mean, yeah. Kudos for you to even put something together.
Yeah.
Cause it's so catchy. Like I'm hearing it back. You know, when you hear a song and then you can't stop playing it in your head.
But yeah, like, so yesterday we did it and I now have a huge respect for recording artists. I don't ever want to hear, I know they make jokes like on award shows, like, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. people who consider themselves singers. Honestly, yes, Ariana DeBose, I wouldn't be happy about that either, because in order to get where she is, mm-hmm. she had to sacrifice so much mm-hmm. and, you know, learn so much and just there's a lot of technical aspects within music, especially when you're a singer, that goes within, and you know, you can't go out partying and drinking if you're going to sing the next day. If you're going to a bar when you're screaming and shouting like, hey, that really irritates your vocal cords. There's a lot of things that you have to do to maintain your healthy instrument mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't know about. And then they're out there giving shit to all of these artists. But hey, you have no idea what these people had to mm-hmm. do in order to get to where they are. There's a lot of sacrifices that takes to be a successful recording artist. And after last night, I'm just like, wow, I have a completely new appreciation to all artists. Making music is like a science project, no mm-hmm. joke. And so hopefully this, you know, I have no intentions of being a pop star. Like, that's not the goal here. The goal here is to maybe heal my inner child in some way and like really prove to myself like, hey, you are worthy of doing anything that you want.
Hells yes. That's beautiful.
So that's more of like, that's my goal right now. If it goes somewhere, if it receives, you know, positive feedback, hell yeah, let's make more. And it was such a fun process. It's tiring because it took maybe 4 sessions before we recorded it. A lot of writing and then scratching, writing, oh, let's do this, scratching that. And that song in particular was it's very soothing. Mm-hmm. So then the musical theater comes out and I'm like enunciating every word and trying to belt. And my producer was like, no, bring it back.
That. Yeah.
And I'm like,
It's a total vibe.
Yeah.
And you know what? A lot of independent artists are hired to use their music for TV shows, mm-hmm. series, mm-hmm. movies. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of money in music mm-hmm. too. Before I decided to pursue this, I have a friend in Puerto Rico who he's the producer of all like Daddy Yankee, Wisin y Yandel,
get
like
out.
OG stuff. And I remember calling him. I was like, hey, I kind of want to really do this, but I'm going to start a musical theater mm-hmm. just to kind of have more of a classical training before I go into making pop and maybe someday some reggaeton stuff, you know, because hello, women.
Tell me you're going to record a reggaeton song.
That's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Especially now that women are taking the reggaeton music industry. Mm-hmm. And they're making it their own. And it's so this producer was like, yeah, you can, out of one song, let's say, I don't know, Love is Blind from Netflix buys it. That's a shit ton of money that you can make out of one song. So it's not just about being
right,
tour and being like a Taylor Swift type of person. No, right, there's so much that, so much money that, oh my goodness.
Look at the nap.
Louis is doing something really cute right now.
Oh my God, with his little crossed legs. I can't.
Such a proper boy.
No, but I'm glad you're finding this new adventure, you know, adventure in music as a cathartic way to just express your feelings, your past, everything. And also, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like music is like the universal language.
Yeah, it's
you know,
healing too.
Yes, you can connect and feel and transfer so many different emotions through it.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a one day that you just wake up and you're just not feeling yourself? You're just like, ugh, and then you just put some music on and then all of a sudden it
changes your... all the time. In the car, just Yeah.
That's how. For sure. And I forgot about that. You know, I forgot about what music can do to your soul because I never felt like that was a thing that I could accomplish. And I think now, little by little, I'm like going back into that confidence that was always in me, but never had a space.
Well, I can't wait for it to come out. Are you planning on sharing it with?
Eventually, yeah. We want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, all right. Well, we're waiting anxiously for it. I know.
I hope to do a music video too. It'll be so much fun. Okay, you guys, we got to take a quick break to tell you about today's episode of After We Wrap has a very special partner, Mint Mobile. Jaina, have you ever looked at your phone bill and wonder why the heck is so high?
Every single time. It feels like we're just giving money away, but there is a smarter way to do things with Mint Mobile. They offer premium wireless without sky-high fees.
Exactly. Mint Mobile works on the nation's largest 5G network, and can you believe their plan starts as low as $15 a month?
Yes, it's amazing, and the convenience is unbeatable. No store visits, no overpriced plans, just great service directly to you. They really streamline the whole process.
Switching to Mint Mobile is super easy too. If your phone supports eSIM, you can activate your plan right away. No eSIM, no problem. They'll send you a SIM card for free.
It's all about getting what you need without paying more than you have to. So check out Mint Mobile through our unique link. trymintmobile.com/afterwewrap. It's also in the description of this episode. Trust us, your wallet will thank you.
Again, for premium wireless starting at just $15 a month, visit our partner, Mint Mobile. Our link is right in our episode description. Okay, and now let's get back to our episode.
Well, I have a new song coming out too. It's called, I'm just kidding. It's called Boofing. It's called Boofing, and it's about my dog's farts because they be boofing. this is very exciting. Very, very, very exciting. And I'm so proud.
You know what? I'm really grateful for you sometimes because the other last time we were here and we talked about this, I got a
January.
Little bit. Yeah. Oh my God. We got hold on, who's that? Who that be?
No, I forgot just to kidding. Silence it.
I got very like ñoñy with the response, and you're like, ah. Yeah, get it together.
I was like, own it, get
and
it.
That's stuck with me because anytime now I want to be like, ew, I'm just like, no.
Yeah. I mean, because it is nerve. It is, you feel very vulnerable having your work put out people to watch and listen. I mean, kind of feel the same way about acting sometimes. I don't want to see it. I don't want to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
what we
so
do
fun.
Is really
so
insane.
Fun. I know.
The fact
it
that
really
we
is.
Get to share our feelings and our emotions with an audience. And
I know.
You know, your face is out there every week. It's just like people think it's like a piece of cake. No.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of courage to do what you do, what I do, what my husband does, and you know, Kyle does. It just, and some people just don't appreciate it.
Yeah. Shout out to Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle.
Kyle has a monthly show and tell, where he and is it Seth, just the two of you produce it? Okay. Seth, what's his last name?
Seth Ward.
Seth Ward.
Seth.
Seth Ward. Yeah.
Seth Ward.
You've seen him, America's Got Talent, doing the funniest things, even, and like Heidi Klum has copied some of his costumes three times in a row.
Get out.
Okay, so he's on the show, and then he performs in front of the judges, right? And one of them is Heidi Klum. And so for 3 years in a row, she kind of copied his costumes without giving him credit. And at this point, it's kind of like a joke, you know? But
is Seth Ward known for making costumes?
Animal characters, you need to see his stuff because it's hilarious.
So what's the show? Show and tell
every last Friday of the month. They put up where they basically just give the platform to up and coming, you know, just working producers, filmmakers, and they can showcase their stuff, short film, music video, sketches, anything. And it's really cool. I've been there a couple of times, and we just did one of Shane's projects. Showed one of his projects that has to do with music. Hasn't come out yet, so we can't.
Yes.
But there was a lot of wonderful filmmaking and comedians doing their thing. And there's so much talent out there in this town. And it's sad that, you know, we're kind of, there's like people out there who's like hustling and trying to showcase themselves and give their hearts.
Yeah, that's why we have to do things like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the talent is insane.
For those creatives at home, listening, watching, if you are feeling uninspired or unmotivated, like this is a reminder to keep going, keep finding, looking, searching for inspiration and you know, gathering community and working together. Because if we don't come together and you know, help each other out in the process. It's like what it's only harder. I feel like it only becomes more challenging. So,
And now it's with technology, social media, we have every access to be able to do our own thing. I forgot what I was going to say.
No, you're good.
Take over.
No, this is good. Lots of music. But I'm so happy for you.
Thanks.
What else? What else has been going on?
Filming. What else? Yeah.
We're getting close. We are now working on episode 6, which is Boris's episode. 6 of 10.
Wow.
So that and on soon we'll have a table read for 707. And then we're like home stretch.
How long does it take to film one episode?
Usually 8 days.
Okay.
8 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Excuse me. Sometimes 9. But yeah, it feels weird because I don't know, with everything being pushed back from the strike, the time feels, I don't know. I don't, honestly, I thought this past Wednesday was Sunday. I have no idea what day it is, what time it is. It is nuts.
That's the rain, yeah.
The weather does that?
Yeah.
The rain has, we've been getting so much rain from in LA that, or Southern California, that it really, I don't know, to me it's, I mean, I like it on the weekends, but every day
it's hard.
I don't think I would survive in,
excuse me. Sorry.
I don't think I would survive
positions.
In Seattle.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, I don't know. I'm very much, I like to see the, I like to feel the sun. We're island girls.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. I was telling, because he's potentially doing a job in Miami, and I was like, I'm coming with you. And he's like, no, because then I have to pay for it.
I'm here for work.
Like,
I
just miss the beach and the sun.
I know.
The warm weather, and I need to tan.
Yeah,
he's like,
I need
go to the
too.
Beach here. And I'm like, are you kidding me? The Pacific Ocean, you can't compare the Pacific Ocean with the Atlantic Ocean.
No.
Wow, I said that all in one breath.
Wow. Look at you.
I will say my breathing techniques have changed a lot.
Really?
We went karaoke last night, and there was one girl we were singing. There was somebody who tipped like $200 to the DJ, and Shane, we were there till like, yeah, so we didn't even get to go up. Anyways.
Oh, you didn't get to.
Yeah, and we got there like around 8:30.
So what, this girl just wanted to keep performing songs?
Some dude, yeah. $200 in and he went. He just kept. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They were hogging the karaoke.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? We'll get a home kit karaoke thing and just do it here.
Anyway, so there was this one girl. She was, but they were singing Before He Cheats, Carrie Underwood. And then she goes, in one moment, she goes, I need to breathe. And I go, that's because you weren't using breath support.
I know she records one song and she's like, you got to work on your instrument. No, that's how.
No, it was so funny because I was like, oh, I see that. What happened there? Yeah. She wasn't using.
Listen, I am the worst karaoke singer.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
What was another song that I said I was going to add to the list? Oh, it's a Toni Braxton song, I think.
Oh my God, I don't even remember any of her songs.
Damn it. But my
Is she the one that Unbreak My Heart?
Yes, okay. That's the one. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. About that.
Louis.
Oh, goodness. Wait, that's the one.
Unbreak my heart.
Sing it. Say you love me again.
We need a candle. I think Janie can sing. Oh yeah, she can sing.
I mean, no, I can sing karaoke. Yeah.
No, you can sing.
I can sing.
You can sing. You have it in there.
Hey, buddy. Oh yeah. Hold on a second. Let me cover his little wiener.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to add "Unbreak My Heart" to the list, but Luther Vandross, "Never Too Much."
I don't know that one.
I can't feel myself. I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love at the sea.
I don't know that song.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
But I have some. I actually have a list on my phone and under notes of all my favorite karaoke songs.
That's really smart.
Just in
case. I need to do that.
What's
yours? Mine? I don't have. Well, I was doing Mamma Mia for a little bit.
Spice Girls.
Hello, Mamma Mia. Oh yeah, Spice Girls would be fun.
Wannabe. If you wanna be my lover. No
bar. Yeah, Wannabe. Or the one we did last time, Hanson, remember at the but it was so high. I was like, fancy you wanna play with playing around. You play anyone, keep playing the fun. It's so high. I was like, I've shot my
His ears are like,
it was, just, yeah.
I want to do I want to do karaoke. Dang.
We need to. But we need to do a private karaoke room.
We do.
And invite the girls. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's the kind of karaoke I like. Yeah. And you're with your people.
Yeah.
And the support was great last night too. I noticed a lot of like 90s, 2000s rock.
That's what. Oh, rock.
And I was like, oh, there's a lot of.
You know what I miss? I miss 90s R&B.
Yo. Can you believe?
Yo. Yeah. It took it out of her.
You remember Harley? Shout out to Harley.
Yes, Harley.
She asked me yesterday. She was like, did you see Usher's performance? And I was like, yeah, of course. Did you like? And I was like, fuck yeah, I liked it. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
My teenage hormones were like,
yeah.
And she told me that she was at a party where there was a bunch of Gen Zs and they were all like, this is whack. Can I say whack?
Yeah, whack.
Okay.
Yeah, whack.
I wasn't sure that was
whack. What's wrong with whack?
I don't know. My English sometimes.
No, honestly, they don't know. And you know what's so crazy? When we were younger and we used to hate on our parents' music.
Yeah.
They used to be like, you don't know. 70s. This is real music. This is the good music. These are the good songs.
Donna Summer.
Now we're saying that to the next generation. Like, you have no idea.
But I was like, well, because we don't have R&B. We don't have hip hop anymore. No. They don't make it like back in the day. And then I went on a, throwbacks after his show, listening to Confessions.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I was
all of that. I was like, damn, this is good. This is good.
I love that he's always talking about his relationship with someone else while he has a chick, while he's in a relationship with a chick, but has another chick on the side.
I love it.
I'm upset. I mean, yes, I love the drama behind it.
I know.
I love the drama behind.
But that was such a good album. Was that Confessions? Was that the name of it?
Confessions. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So good. Like, I'm listening to it and I was like, every song, every freaking song is so different, has levels, has colors, has emotion. It's just like, damn, no wonder this was such a big hit.
I forgot that. I'm trying to, just when you're trying to think of the name of the song or whatever, the chorus or the lyrics, and I can't, it's not coming. You know when that happens? I hate when that happens. What do you feel about that, Louis?
But anyways, Gen Z's, I get it. Okay. We used to do that too with our parents' stuff, and then we turned our parents' age, and now we're like, Bee Gees is amazing.
Yeah.
And honestly, I love Bee Gees.
I know. We're becoming
our parents.
We're becoming
a better version.
We're becoming old. We're getting older. You know what? The older, the better.
Oh, yeah.
The older, the wiser.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I love it. I love it here.
You know what? I'm so scared. Yeah, you know what I was thinking? I'm looking at... I was watching the SAG Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Last night. And it was... Sorry to bore you, Louis. I noticed that it's just so scary when you see a bunch of work being done, cosmetic work on faces that you go, they don't look the same. I feel like, I mean, you know, a bunch of people that you can't go back. So if you do too much, you're messing up with the, mostly all those, you know, a bunch of people.
Yeah.
A little older too. More mature people that you notice and you go, wow, they've got a lot of work done. I mean, no shame.
Yeah.
Or no shade to work. Excuse me. Like, he's just. So I don't know. I think that's what I'm like, not scared of, but I'm. There was a silly filter on TikTok. So Snapchat. I always use Snapchat filters to send birthday messages to friends.
Aww.
Because they have these silly, and there's this one that they show you like when you're like, they add at least 50 years.
Oh, yeah, I know which one.
But not too much. It's just like this is how you're going to look when you're, what is it called?
Old, mature?
Vintage. This is how you're going to look when you're vintage. And yeah. I didn't like it.
Oh no!
I know. I didn't like it. Not to say that that's what I'm gonna look like, but I was like, oh, all right. Gotta start.
The only thing I would be looking forward to is like seeing who do I look like the most, my grandfather or my grandmother.
Oh,
that's like the only thing that I. Yeah. I think I'll definitely look more like my grandmother, mom's side. But
I know, trippy,
but,
right?
But like
we're gonna get. We're going to see these episodes when we're 50.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to go, oh, my gosh. You remember when we were so complaining hot. About the silliest stuff?
We were so hot, so, girl. Look at us.
Look at us.
But would you?
We're going to get Southern.
We're so hot.
You're so hot, girl.
I can't judge it.
It's hard to embrace it when it's hitting you so fast. Because when you were a teenager, you were like, 30s is old. Yeah. And now that you're 30, you go, like, oh, I'm not, only, yeah, 50s is young.
Yeah. I mean, look at J-Lo, 50s.
I know.
She's on tour now. She's about to go on tour. Like, that's insane. Even my mom, she's like in her 60s and she still dances.
Yeah. But I think it's a reminder to enjoy the time now and not get so caught up in what will happen in the future.
Yeah.
Because then you can't really take in, fast forward to the future. You go, damn, I should have like truly just soaked it up, soaked it all up.
Yeah.
So we're going to soak up this episode. We're going to soak up Louis passing out on me. We're going to soak up. The now. We're going to soak up the beauty of you making new music. We're going to soak up, you know, this season in our careers.
Yeah.
And yeah, and just soaking up the present, soaking up the now, soaking up everything that
this
is
us
right
now.
Oh my gosh, he's like love drunk. His eyes are like, oh yeah.
Yeah,
well, Louis wants to say thank you so much for tuning in
for another
episode of After We Wrap.
I'm gonna go take
and
a nap
now. hopefully we'll get to share with you Gabby's new music.
Yeah. And then like it so then I can make more.
Yeah.
And then I can go on tour. And then stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't want to be a pop star, but I want to go on tour so bad.
Let's go on tour. That'd be so much fun.
Oh my God. I'll be in your trailer.
No. Yeah.
We'll do a live podcast and a concert.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hysterical.
And then it can be a musical too.
Yeah. Can
that's
I be in
the
your,
goal.
Can I be,
that's the goal, really.
Can me and your mom be in your music video?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes. She'd be fixing you, and that hurt. She'd be, you I would do it. The thing, and she'd be like, no, 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 no. Okay, you do it like this. Your leg is here. Your muscle does this. Because she's always critiquing everything.
You know,
every
I haven't
thing.
Danced in such a long time. Yeah.
You're a phenomenal
I'll get it.
Dancer.
I'll get it. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
You guys.
No,
I
don't
told
know.
Her, I They're asked
be
her.
Like, it's not fair. She used to dance. She has dance background. It's only
but isn't
salsa
that the
though.
Thing? Don't you kind of have to have a back-
no? No, not at
oh,
all.
No,
not at all.
Okay,
but I have salsa. I don't have ballroom. Experience.
But you have it because you. I've seen your.
I would be so excited to get back in.
I've seen your technique.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
I asked her that when fun. We were on the phone, and I was like, I was thinking about this. Would you ever do Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, because
you
it's
really
been so,
should.
It's been right, so long since
pitching,
I've been on stage.
I'm nominating Jaina Lee Ortiz for Dancing with the Stars next season. I don't know what number is the season, but that's I'm nominating
yeah.
her.
Yeah. All right.
Dancing with the Stars, here we come.
Hooray. Okay. Well, anyway.
Chasse.
Love you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes, thank
and
you for tuning in.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Say bye, Louie. Woof. Aww.